There are all kinds of things that we get tempted to do, to say, to buy. Here's my latest temptation. Did I need a new tablet? Well, it's a nice to have. I certainly use it for worship and I use it for meetings. So I justified it in my head and said, yes, I need that new tablet because it's bigger and my eyes are starting to age, even though I'm only 53. But we need only turn on the TV to be tempted ourselves. The marketing strategy of these geniuses who sit in boardrooms and entice us all with the new candy from Reese's Pieces or Reese's Company, right? Or the new electric car that's gonna save carbon emissions and put you into a new vehicle that is so quiet you can sneak up on your children. Or how about the newest gadget, the newest smartphone? Gadgets get me. I can't help it. I see a new gadget and I feel like I have to have it. Like I recently saw on TikTok, there was this new little robot that will engage with you when you sit him on your desk. And if you can talk to him and he does all these really cool facial emotions and stuff, you know, AI technology is out there and it's coming whether we want it or not. I mean, some of us have those smart robots, right, that clean for us. You don't even need to vacuum anymore. I put mine on a schedule. Let it go wild. Temptations, though, are all around us. And they tempt us into sometimes doing and saying the wrong things, too. Right? For the longest time as a Catholic child, I always gave up something for Lent. I've given up some crazy things over the years. I've gone to sodas. The stupid year I gave up caffeine, that was a nightmare. Now, I am slightly obsessed with cheese, and I gave up cheese 1 year because everything tastes better with cheese on it. So I gave up cheese 1 year. And I've done a variety of things. And I remember that 1 year I was visiting my baby sister in Arizona. She had just had my nephew Asher, and she was going through, you know, spring cleaning, going through her closet. Now, my sister is a little anal when it comes to her clothes. Very. It looks like in her closet, now it's you know, for me, it just needs to be hanged in the closet. I don't really care where it is as long as it's up in the closet. Now, my sister's closet, she has it categorized by color. So all the blues over here, all the oranges over here, yellows, reds. And so she has this huge walk-in closet. You look like you're walking into a rainbow. And so she was going through and pulling things out of her closet. Now, she was pulling out, you know, this various ones. And when she got to, I think it was an orange color one that she had. It might have been red. But she was pulling stuff out. And I picked two of them up and I said, Myra, these are exactly the same. She goes, yeah, I know. I have a third up here. I said, why would you buy three of the same shirt if you know you already have one? She said, well, you know, because if I get a stain on one, then I have a backup. And then I forgot that I had the backup, so then I bought another one, so now I have three. So I might as well just get rid of the other two. And I said, so you're not really getting rid, you're not really donating something. You're just getting rid of your excess. Is that what I understand you're doing here? And she goes, well, what's the big deal? I'm giving it away. It's going away to a good cause. What's the big deal? And that was my question to her. Because when we give up something for Lent, we have to think about the why behind it. Why are you giving that particular thing up? Why is it important? Well, if you go back and you look at the text for today, there's a correlation between all of them. We hear the story of Noah. And Noah was floating around in that ark with allegedly all the animals in the world, right? For how long? 40 days, 40 nights. And how long was Jesus in the wilderness? 40 days, 40 nights. And how long is the season of Lent? 40 days, 40 nights, right? So there is a connection to be made here. When we think about the why, though, I want you to look at what happens in this gospel text right before he is driven into the wilderness. He is what? He is baptized. And then clouds open, the dove descends, names him as the beloved Son of God, and then he is driven into the wilderness. So I don't think this is by accident that these two stories butt up against each other. It is definitely by design. It's what enables him to then withstand what comes next. The temptation, the luring, the hunger. I think what I love most about this story is it, for me, has always helped to define the humanity of Jesus. We always think about Jesus being the Son of God, the one who did all the miracles, the one who turned water into wine, the one who walks on water. But we don't like to think about when Jesus was sad, when he was lonely, when he was hungry. What's the shortest verse in all of Scripture? Jesus wept. So yes, he was sad. Yes, he was hungry. And I am almost certain that he was lonely. Have you ever been around 12 other people, though, all the time, and you can still feel alone? Yes, it happens. This past Wednesday, we began our journey of Lent when I marked all of those that were here with a reminder of our own mortality, a reminder that we are created and made new, a reminder that we will one day return to dust. When I marked you, I said, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That is something for us to be reminded of in this Lenten season. Because just like we just buried those alleluias, there are a lot of things that we need to bury within us. And so on Ash Wednesday, I was talking about our own spiritual closets and how sometimes we need to clean out those closets, do our own spring cleaning in order to receive what God wants and desires for us all, which is the Holy Spirit that then enables us to be able to walk the way of the cross. And so part of this practice, this Lent, in tying things to the cross is getting rid of those things which are tempting you, things that are keeping you from a deeper relationship with God. Maybe it's someone that you need to forgive, that you just can't let go of it. That person hurt me, and I am going to hold this grudge until the day I die. Maybe it's those words that you exchanged with your sibling or your spouse that you knew you couldn't take back as soon as it came out of your mouth. Maybe it's that neighbor who aggravates you and steals your newspaper and doesn't say kind words all the time. Maybe it's something deeper within you that you just simply need to let go of this Lenten season so that you can fully receive the grace and mercy and blessings that God desires for each of us. Sometimes, though, what happens is that we close the door on those spiritual closets and say, I don't have to deal with that. I'm not going to deal with that right now. I've got too many other things going on in my life, and I just can't deal with that. But here's what happens, is that it manifests itself in other ways in your life, and then you're stuck, and you're going, why am I lashing out at this person who did absolutely nothing? Because you've got junk in your spiritual closet that you need to relinquish and get rid of. And so I want to challenge all of you in this Lenten season to tie those burdens to the cross. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the rest that God desires to give to all of us. But we can't receive that if we're unwilling to relinquish it. Some of you are just too stubborn and think, I got this. I don't need to forgive that person. That person doesn't even live anywhere in this area anymore, so I don't need to even care about that anymore. Well, yeah, you do. One of the things that I often say in my own personal prayer is I say, and we used to say it in the old confession, forgive the sins known and unknown, right? And that's something that we should say in our own personal prayer. Lord, forgive me the sins that I know and the ones that I don't know, that only you know. And help me, Lord, renew a right spirit within me. Cleanse me and make me whole. And so the baptismal story being tied to temptation is a reminder that we can be created new when we relinquish everything that we are to the one who extended his arms to all. This Lenten season is about repentance, about forgiveness, about serving, and about prayer. Jesus often went to be by himself to pray. And on Wednesday, when we read that text that talks about praying to our God in secret, maybe this Lenten season, that's the step that you need to take. God desires to have a deeper relationship with you. And only when we are willing to relinquish everything that we are, to give everything to God, can we wholly receive the gift of God's grace through the work of the Holy Spirit. That's what Lent is about. And so I want you to pray on that this season. Because the bad news is, temptation is everywhere. That's not ever going to stop. That's going to be a part of our human existence until the day we die. Your family members may be sitting there planning your funerals and going, boy, I'm tempted to get that really expensive casket, but, I don't think that she would have wanted that or he would have wanted that. Even up until then, we are all tempted. And so I want you to think about those things which you need to relinquish this season, because temptations are all around us. We just simply have to possess the strength to withstand it. That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's what the activation of the Spirit within us does. It gives us strength to be able to walk the path to Calvary and not fear any temptation. Amen.